Welcome to day 27. We are up to the ninth parak, the very last parak in Maseches Brachos. It's very exciting that we're here. This parak is going to deal with brachos that we say in various situations, and we refer to them as Birchos Shevach VeHoda, brachos in which we give praise and thanks to Hashem for something that we saw or experienced, as opposed to Birchos Nehenin, which we've been talking about until now, largely. Brachos that we say when we get benefit from something, that's usually said before we get the benefit. So we'll say Borei Pri Ha'etz, and then we'll bite into the apple. Here, by Brachos Shevach V'Hoda, we say it after we experience whatever it is we're saying the bracha on. So says Mishnah Aleph, Haroa Makom Shana'asu Bo Nisim L'Yisrael, when we see a place in which a great miracle was done for the Jewish people, Omer Baruch Sha'asa Nisim L'Avosein B'Makom Hazeh, blessed are you God, who did miracles for our ancestors in this place. Where do we learn this from? This week's Parsha, Yisro did this, right? When Yisro rejoined Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people in the desert, he said, Baruch Hashem, Asher Tzilaschem, Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Paro. He said, blessed is Hashem who saved you from the hands of Paro. So we learn from there that whenever we see a place in which a great miracle was done for Klal Yisrael, we say a bracha. And we're talking about, by the way, big places, big miracles done for the nation as a whole. For example, seeing the place or around the place in which God split the Red Sea, or seeing where God split the Jordan. That's what we're talking about. If a miracle happened to just one person, so then everyone wouldn't say the bracha, but the person who experienced the miracle, the person of the miracle, absolutely should say a bracha every time he or she returns to that place, right? The personal miracle should still be commemorated and appreciated later on. And in fact, the Bartimura says, even the person's children and grandchildren should say a bracha every time they get to that place for the miracle that their parents or grandparents experienced. Okay, one last point. When it says Baruch, it doesn't just mean Baruch. It means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's writing in shorthand, but it really means B'Shem U'Malchus. You say, blessed are you, God, etc., etc. Makom Shneakra Mimenu Avodah Zarah, a place in which there was Avodah Zarah, a temple, a shrine, a whole, area of Avodah Zarah, and it was destroyed, it was uprooted. We know that's a very big mitzvah, to destroy those places of Avodah Zarah, at least in the Torah's time, right? Omer, Baruch Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Meretzenu. Blessed are you Hashem, who uprooted Avodah Zarah from our land. Okay, Mishnah Beis, Alazikin, on a comet or a meteor, something like that. Vala Zvos, and on earthquakes. Vala Brakim, on lightning. Vala Ra'amim, on thunder. Vala Haruchos, on great winds. We're talking like a tornado or a hurricane. Omer Baruch Shekochog V'rasom Le'olam. Blessed are you, Hashem, whose power and strength fill the world. We say the bracha when we experience something that is powerful, right? That lightning, that wind, and it's something that you can also appreciate from almost like, from a great distance, right? It feels like it fills the world. So we say that bracha, and that bracha is appropriate. Al Haharim, on a beautiful, vast mountain range. Al Gvos, on hills or really canyons, right? Imagine you're in Utah and seeing these beautiful national parks. Val Yamim, on water, bodies of water. Val Naharos, on rivers. Val Midbaros, on vast plains, on deserts. So Omer Baruch Ose Ma'ase Bereishis, you'd say, blessed are you, God, who created the world, right? These things are not events like the previous things, like a meteor or something like that. These are things that are static. So we say, blessed are you, God, who created these things in creation. Right? In fact, that bracha is pretty vast. That it's almost like a shahakol varo. You can say osa masavrishas on almost anything, because even lightning, the capacity for lightning, the nature in which lightning came about, that was created during creation as well. So technically, osa masavrishas can work for those other things. But kochog varasom alei olam, which is specifically referring to an event in time in which it's powerful and fills the world, that you would not be able to say on, let's say, seeing a mountain range or something. By the way, practically, halach lemaisa, the way we do it is a little different than the Mishnah. When we see lightning, we say osa nasa bereishis, and when we hear thunder, we say shekochog v'rasom alei olam. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haroas hayam agadol, one who sees the great sea. We'll see what that means in a moment. Omer baruch sha'asa hayam agadol. We say, thank you. Blessed are you, God, who created this great body of water. So what are we referring to? So the Yam HaGadol is either the Mediterranean, which is seems to be the Shulchan Aruch says, when we see the Mediterranean, and others say, and the Mishnah Berurah points this out based on the Gemara, that it really probably refers to oceans, any of the vast body of waters that kind of wrap around the whole world. So when you see that, you say this bracha, and says the Mishnah, Bizman Shiroas Adol Brakim. That's when you see it in intervals, like divided up. It doesn't mean that every time you see the ocean, you should say the bracha. It means when you see the ocean, you say the bracha. And then if 30 days have elapsed, you haven't seen it again for 30 days, you haven't seen that ocean at least in 30 days, so then you would say another bracha after those 30 days. And that really applies to all of these things. When you see that great mountain range, when you see the canyon, you say Osan Asad Rishis. And then if you haven't seen it again for 30 days, then the next time you see it, you'd say the bracha again. Al Gishamim, the Al Basaras Tovas, on rain and on great on good news, Omer Baruch Hatov Vahametiv. You'd say, blessed are you God who is good and who does good, who does good in the world. What do we mean by rain? Does it mean always? Does it mean specifically for people who own land, for which, you know, rain is really important? Does it mean rain after a time of drought? Does it mean rain and specifically in Eretz Yisrael? So there are different opinions offered, but rain shel bracha, rain that was really valuable and good, you'd say this bracha. And in particular, this bracha, Tov Ametiv, is really said only when there are multiple beneficiaries, when it's you and other people who are benefiting from it. If it's only one person, so you'd say, Shehechiyanu v'kimanu v'yigamu z'manazah. Okay, Ve'al Shmuel's Rose, and on bad news, you would say Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. Bad news, meaning you hear that someone passed away, which is what we do practically today. We say Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. There was a great loss of some sort of financial loss, etc. We say, blessed are you, the true judge. We don't know why this happened, but we trust in you, Hashem. So we say Baruch Dayan Ha'emes, the true judge. Okay, we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.